I'm joined by The Guardian's Chris Stephen in Benghazi. Chris, give us an idea of the mood in the city today.
The mood is pretty shocked and pretty dismayed, really. The attack was really unexpected and really out of the blue. And also against a man, Chris Stevens, who was a great friend of Benghazi. He'd actually been in the city because he was organizing a link-up between the city hospital and some Boston hospitals and the Harvard Medical School. And he'd been due the day he died to actually sort of, you know, make this thing happen. And a couple of very senior Boston surgeons traveled over to be with him. And the mood in the hospital is aghast. They'd expected him at 11 o'clock yesterday to have this opening ceremony, instead of which his body turned up at 2 o'clock. So there's a lot of dismay here.
Who's being blamed for the attack?
Well, Islamist brigades have been blamed for previous attacks, so the rocket attack on the British ambassador, the attacks on the Red Cross, the UN, and the Tunisian consulate. Who did this one is unclear, but certainly it was a very jihadist sort of crowd that gathered and ransacked the embassies.
U.S. officials say that it was an opportunist attack, that terrorists used the demonstration as cover for something a bit more planned. Is that theory gaining ground in Benghazi?
Well, that's certainly not what I'm hearing here. I've toured both the compounds with the landlords that the Americans rented them from, the accommodation block, and then about a mile away, the consulate. And they say it was a very organized attack. It was a battle that went on all night. And the bullets and the RPG holes are all over the place. And they're talking about a group of up to 400 people who, first of all, attacked the embassy. And then when the embassy armored car managed to get out and go to the second place, this armed group then followed them and laid siege to this building. And certainly from what I've seen, I mean, there's a lot of devastation and blood on the walls and bullet holes and so on. And it looks like a fairly major battle.
And I just was reading something from the British Libyan novelist Hisham Nata, who said that the attack had backfired because there was such a sense of shame and mourning in the city. Do you get that sense too?
Well, if they thought they'd win hearts and minds, these attackers have definitely not succeeded. While I was walking around the battered embassy just now, I met a Libyan photographer, and he came up to me and apologized. And I said, why are you apologizing? And he said, well, I thought you were American, and I wanted to say that, how sorry we are, and this is not Libya, this is not Libya, he kept saying. And I think that's really the mood, that's not what people here want, and that's why they're demanding action. And I think they're a bit upset that the government, that there's no sign of any sort of investigation today.
No sign of the FBI or the Marines are due to arrive.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
No sign of the FBI and these US Marines have been dispatched.
Yes, the news channels in Benghazi are reporting that the Marines and these FBI team will arrive in the next couple of days to join forces with local investigators. And the theory is that there will be some quite heavy-handed or some quite, determined attempt to try to catch whoever is responsible. But on the other hand, there are no crime scene investigators there. There's no one picking up the bullet casings. Journalists and people are allowed to sort of wander around these crime scenes. So, you wonder when they turn up, how much evidence are they going to be able to collect?
Have there been any kind of counter-demonstrations?
There have been two counter-demonstrations last night, yes, both pro-America. And, basically people just gathered at the Tibesti Hotel, which is where diplomats all stay, to just sort of vent their anger, to say, this is not us, we're not Islamists, and we want the Americans here. And that's, again, it's the mood in the city. Everywhere you go, in coffee bars, everybody keeps telling you, this is not us.
And what's happened to the surviving embassy staff? Where are they?
The embassy staff have all been evacuated. They were evacuated yesterday. And indeed, both their compounds are now back under private ownership. And the owners have actually sprayed on the walls, this is private property, this is not American anymore. So I don't think the Americans have any plans to come back.
Is this going to fuel tension between Tripoli and Benghazi?
It will fuel tension between Tripoli and Benghazi if Tripoli ignore it, as they've ignored all the previous attacks that have been going on for some months. The local people say that there is this very strong, very determined jihadist cell here. It's very well organized, and it has impunity. Every time they have an attack, nothing happens, even when they destroyed the British war graves here. And I think this time people are demanding action.
Can you say a little bit more about this cell?
It's very hard to say. There is an Islamist brigade quartered here, and they are vigorously denying it. Well, not denying that they were at the demonstration or that they're anti-American, but denying that they took part in this attack. And, you know, one, I haven't found anyone who was there who was willing to say differently. Certainly the question of jihadist units around here is becoming, you know, very moot, because this was a very blatant, very public attack, and they obviously were not nervous about the local security forces, and they had all night to do it. The security forces didn't appear until dawn.
Is there an anxiety that America can turn against Libya?
Yes, there's an anxiety that America will turn and that the West will turn against Libya and will abandon them, because they are very sensitive. When I was here in the war, soldiers used to keep telling us, look, we're not Al-Qaeda. And I used to say, well, you know, I never thought you were. But this was the great anxiety, that they'd be portrayed in this light. And I think they're thinking that perhaps the people doing this, that's something that they want to come true.
Okay, Chris, thanks very much. Thanks.